Furthermore, having pressed these contrary arguments in previous verses, he tries another approach, calling him the first fruits, and noting his elimination of all rules, authority, power, and finally death. So how can death be abolished, he asks, unless it frees the bodies it controls? Since he had claimed significant achievements of the only begotten, that he hands over the kingdom, that is, that he himself accomplishes these things, and he himself is the champion in battle, and places all things under his feet, he adds, to address the skepticism of the masses, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. He didn't use the term until to mark the end of the kingdom, but to make what was said believable and encourage them to have faith. For don't, he says, because you heard that he will do away with all rules and authority and power, namely the devil and the hordes of demons and the hordes of non-believers and the tyranny of death and all evils. Don't you be afraid as though his power was depleted. For until he has accomplished all these things, he must reign. Not stating that after he has made it happen he won't reign, but confirming the other that even if it's not at this moment, undoubtedly it will be. For his kingdom is not taken away. Indeed, he rules and wins and remains until he has put everything right.